It's Bill Leff and it's Wendy Snyder. Bridget Carey joins us right now from CNET. It's Tech Tuesday. She likes to keep us up to date on what's going on in the tech world. Hi, Bridget. How are you?
Hey. Always busy over here in
Sure.
Tech. That's for sure.
Yep. That's true. The tech world is very busy. I want to talk about a new way to store photos. We all had iCloud, or what is it, the cloud, because when you have an iPhone, it's
cloud.
It's easy to do it, but then you run out of space in about 2 days, and so I've been using the Google Photos, because it's free, basically, but now there's another one?
Google Photos is free, and it's unlimited for an automatic backup of what's on your phone. The downside is that it's not always saving your photos in the full resolution that you take them in. You may not notice when you're sharing online and you just want a safe backup, but if you're a nut about all the megapixels, you will hate that. Here's another alternative, though. Amazon is trying to do the same thing, except what they're doing is a twist for Prime members, because, you know, Prime is that $100 monthly subscription.
No, $100 a month, yearly.
Sorry, $100 yearly subscription. No.
All right, because I was going to cancel my Prime membership if it went up that much.
Well, it has all these different perks, like the free shipping, but people don't realize it has unlimited photo storage, and they today just announced that up to five people can be added to get that unlimited storage. So you can add five other family members to have unlimited storage, even if they don't have Prime. And then there's also this one folder called a family vault, and everyone can just dump their photos in there, and everyone can see it. So let's say you're on a vacation or you have, you know, family that's far away and you want to share photos of the family, and you don't want to have to keep emailing or texting every single photo. Well, just simply, you know, do something like this. Everyone can just jump and dump their photos in there, and then you can order prints with whatever you want.
I love it. How do you jump into the Amazon Prime Photos? Is it on the app?
There is a special app called Amazon Photos, and also amazon.com/photos is how you get there from the web on your computer. But all it takes is just one person to have a Prime account to be able to start it and invite others.
And there's no limit to how many photos this will hold, Bridget?
No, it's unlimited photos. And on top of the unlimited photos, everyone gets 5 gigs for video and for other files, like if you want to have other documents in there.
All right.
Not a bad deal.
I am so confused. I have all my naked pictures all over the place
sure.
now.
Yep.
With iCloud and with Amazon, I'm going to, and Google. Googly.
Yeah, and I should say Google has a family kind of mode, too, but I think it gets confusing when we have family members who don't have Google email accounts. So everyone's trying this whole concept of, like, how do you get everyone to stay on the same network and entice your whole family to join in? And that's always been a mission for all these tech companies. But I think Amazon might have cracked it here, because it doesn't matter what email service you have. You just sign in to the web or to an app.
Bridget, the same way the phone companies were kind of figuring out that friends and family plan thing 5 or 6 or 7 years ago, now they're having a similar problem with the photos. If everybody's on a different system, that makes it more confusing, right?
Right. And what about the resolution quality and how much is there? And and how easy is it to dump? Because it really is about easy. I don't have time to sign into a special account. I just want to just quickly throw them on something. And people might do that with an app.
All right.
It's Prime Photos from Amazon. That's what the app is?
Yeah. And or go to amazon.com/photos.
Okay. I bought a wireless hard drive that I have not hooked up yet, but you can hook it up to a main computer, and then everyone else downloads the app, and you back up your pictures from your phone so you can clear your phone to this wireless giant iCloud thing. It's not Apple. It's just on a wireless external drive, basically, is what it is, but I've not set it up yet. Is that a good idea, too?
That's excellent. I mean, it's I quickly dump my photos, and I'm so disorganized. I just dump them on my laptop, but if something happens to your laptop, you always need to have it on a separate hard drive, too. I mean, my husband's computer, he had a Windows 10 laptop, and then poof, it just stopped turning on one day. So it's a good thing we had a backup like that, because that way we didn't lose everything.
I think it was $200 and it's 1 terabyte, and you can get up to 5 accounts on it where you can just wirelessly back up your photos on
right.
it. It would help if I hooked it up. I'll get back to you. I bought it like 6 months ago.
No hurry.
and you have to teach everyone in the house how to use it, right? Because then that's how everyone can back it up, no matter what device they have.
Yeah, but it's teenagers, you know, two teenage boys. They can teach me how to use it.
Yeah.
All right, what else is going on in the world of tech? Amazon's rival eBay doing something?
Oh, something ridiculous. So you know, sometimes there's tech for the sake of tech, and it doesn't make sense. eBay just announced they have a chat bot for Facebook Messenger. So you can chat with an eBay robot called the ShopBot, and you can ask, you know, get ideas for things to buy based on what you're looking for, and it'll pull up some suggestions. Problem is, it takes way longer than actually just searching for something on Google or within eBay, and it doesn't come back with the results that you want. I was searching for a Halloween costume. I said Pikachu costume, and it came back with some sort of adult inflatable elephant costume. What? It's basically
close. Did you buy it?
You know, it is only $12.99.
Oh, buy it.
Come on.
Don't even think about it. So obviously that's a flaw in their system, right, Bridget? If it's supposed to setting out to do one thing and not even coming close, they got to fix that.
It's brand new. All these bots are trying to learn and be conversational. I mean, it's kind of like you see them for customer service now, and this is some sort of thing. But I mean, who has time to just you know chat with like eBay the you know help to find you to you know I'm just getting frustrated. I can't even have a sentence come out of my mouth. Basically, it's like it doesn't make any sense.
Right.
I mean, like I when I typed Pikachu costume, it goes, "What size are you thinking?" I said, "Baby, 6 months." And like, "What theme?" Theme.
Yeah.
Happy Pikachu.
I clicked that, and then it came up with like the elephant, Minnie Mouse, and they were like adult. They weren't even baby. I'm like, okay, forget it.
Huh.
So it's not smart enough. These things are trying to learn. With the more people use them, it's supposed to get smarter. Although, like, I have no way of going, hey, I can leave feedback to the people who created it, but you know, once again, I don't care to spend my time doing that. So I don't know where these things are going to go. But they may make more sense in the customer service side. But even still, you always want to talk to a human.
Yeah, absolutely.
All right. And I know we're done talking about Amazon Prime photos. But before we let you go, we got a really good question from a listener texted us. What happens to the photos if you drop your Amazon Prime membership?
Aha. Okay. So one person needs to be Prime, and if that it's gone, then I guess.
Oh my God,
that's not. Then they have you for life, don't they?
Kind of smart on their side.
I was kind of going through some of the how to. It didn't specifically. What it says, if you are like the free family member and you don't have Prime and you leave, you're going to lose it. And I was like, okay, well that makes sense.
Mm-hmm.
But no matter what. You know, maybe if it'll save it there for the next time you log back in with a Prime membership, you would hope, you know, if you really wanted them. But yeah,
can't you back them up? Can't you back them up to an external hard drive before you quit your Prime membership?
Yeah, you know what? You could. There's an option to download it all to your hard drive. So, yeah, you would select all and then just, you know, download it all, I suppose.
There's your answer.
You know, yeah.
All right, she's Bridget Carey. You can watch the CNET update at CNET.com. And thank you so much for participating in our Tech Tuesday. And I hope you get your Pikachu costume.
Thank you. I'm on the hunt.
I'll sew one for you, Bridget, if you can't find one. I'll make one for you.
Oh, that's nice of you. Thank you.
Sure. I'm glad to help.
Well, it won't look like Pikachu.
It won't look anything like Pikachu, but I'll do it. Thanks, Bridget. Quick break and then some news. It's Bill and Wendy on WGN.